So we see in modern textbooks really this echo of a structure that was very upfront and very clear when we looked at that title page of a 19th century book. And so let me get this back up here. So we see some themes in the textbooks. And by the way, I can get this PowerPoint up on the class website so you can look at some of these ideas. But America is a story of progress. Indians have fixed locations, so you can always find them. Seminoles are always down there in Florida. Indians don't have dates, dateless. Indians live in the wilderness, and Indians lose and suffer, okay? So again, you ask yourself, why? What is the structure that's going on here that creates this idea about Indians? Okay, these are from the textbooks, okay? I have a question for you after you look at these pictures. Two big events that Americans remember and like to celebrate: the Alamo and the Little Bighorn. Both American defeats. Why are they celebrated? We don't celebrate the defeat in Vietnam, for example. What's that? But these are very popular events with white people. So why are they celebrating their own defeats? Little Bighorn Battlefield is heavily, millions of people go there to see the site of Custer's last stand. The Alamo, you know, remember the Alamo, yeah.
Perhaps because you look to those and then see the way we lost here, but in the end we overcame the Alamo, they lost.
Adversity, overcoming adversity. Yeah, any other ideas? Yeah, Mike.
In both cases, the Americans were severely outnumbered, but like they fought anyways.
Heroic defeats for the Americans, and they won later. Yeah.
I think that it was more like the United States trying to show that even though it was a loss, it was like a victory for the United States because they're trying to prove that like what they're doing is correct. Right?
Yeah, what kind of a victory? What's the phrase we use? It's a moral victory. It's a moral victory. We were really the good guys. They were really the bad guys. They. Okay? Those people who are not Americans. Okay? So there's something here going on, too, about who we are, who they are. Yeah, you want to add something?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that just like that, that they were like, these were heroes that were like American heroes who were like, became like martyrs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Martyrs to the cause. And then another phrase that's here that I didn't put on this list is civilization. Okay? And that's where primitives and a word that we'll see in this lecture a little bit and in later lectures, savages. Okay? Because the people who oppose civilization are savages. That's the way the language works. And they can be brave and proud and honorable, but they're savages, and we beat them. And therefore, we can kind of celebrate who we are, who we are. And one thing we are not is we are not them. Okay? These are the messages that are embedded in that way of looking at history. But it's not easy to think about other ways of looking at history. This is a deeply embedded part of our culture.